I have a feeling that by the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, why not? You know, just join the debate by saying more crazy things. Donald.
Now, in all fairness to Secretary Clinton, yes, is that okay? Good. I want you to be very happy. It's very important to me.
Donald, she has a name.
Where did you find
her? Name is Alicia Machado.
Where did you find her? And anyway, I just ask you this. You've been doing this for 30 years. Why are you just thinking about these solutions right now?
Why won't he release his tax returns? And I think there may be a couple of reasons. First, maybe he's not as rich as he says he is. Maybe he's not as charitable as he claims to be. He didn't pay any federal income tax. So,
that makes
if
me
he's
smart.
Paid zero,
I will release my tax returns when she releases her 33,000 emails that have been deleted. As soon as she releases them, I will release.
I'm not going to make any excuses. It was a mistake, and I take responsibility for that.
Okay, that was not a mistake. That was done purposely. I think it's disgraceful. And believe me, this country thinks it's disgraceful. It really thinks it's disgraceful.
You know what's disgraceful?
What?
You would rather see trannies on your dating sites over fat bitches. I happen to like fat bitches, you son of a bitch.
Wait, you know what? I like... They have nice tits and nice faces. Excuse me for liking how they look like compared to fat, sweaty, disgusting, deceiving hogs, you asshole. Hey, you talk about disgraceful, you son of a bitch? You want to know what's disgraceful, you son of a bitch?
What's disgraceful?
Calling all Muslims terrorists. That's fucking disgraceful on our last show, you son of a bitch.
I asked you the question, show me one Muslim that wasn't a terrorist.
You fucking pig.
You know what's disgraceful?
What?
You giving me 10-day-old beer. What are you trying to do, fucking poison me?
I didn't
do goddamn that thing. Son of a bitch.
I didn't put it. That's a lie. But go to the fact checkers. You talking about disgraceful? How about you be disgraceful and recommending the San Francisco versus the Seattle game last week to our audience and misguiding them to a blowout with Gabbard? Are you kidding me? That's disgraceful,
Bronze,
asshole.
Frauds 49ers. Fuck the 49ers.
That's disgraceful.
Goddamn frauds.
You son of a bitch. What, you got some more? You got some more for me?
You know what's disgraceful?
Huh?
You hiked a mountaintop just for your online profile. Wasn't for your health.
This
it wasn't
false.
For anything else. It was for a picture on your goddamn profile, you goddamn son of a bitch.
That makes me a smart businessman. You know what's disgraceful? You know what's disgraceful, you
what?
Asshole?
What?
You telling me that you jacked off in the rape scene in The Hills Have Eyes. Now that's disgraceful, you disgusting son of a bitch.
Oh.
How about that one?
Hey, she was hot.
Welcome to our show, where we talk about sports, politics, and anything else worthy enough our attention. I'm Oak Mars, and this is my co-host with the most, Rich. Rich, how you doing, Brett?
We are live, episode 4, baby, on
episode
Saturday night.
Four, motherfucker. We got a great show lined up for you today, and that's a complete lie, because we're going to recap week 3 of the NFL. We're going to talk about the big presidential debate from Monday night. More coppers killing whoppers, and we'll see how we can incorporate Chris Brown into this week's show. How about that one, Rich?
That he's Muslim, right? Because he beats women.
And people still buy his music.
Makes sense.
Yeah, Sharia law in that one. Wow, episode 4. How did we get to this point?
It came really fast.
It really did, just like I do in all of my sexual encounters.
Hey, much love to Wichita, Kansas out there, and Oakland.
Hey, so Wichita...
Much love.
I have a question. So are we talking about Kansas The state Kansas? Or are we Wichita, Kansas?
It's Kansas. Kansas is a state, and Wichita is a city, right?
Oh, yeah. So we're not talking about Kansas City, Missouri.
No, we're talking about Wichita, Kansas.
So, like, what do these guys like over there? Like, what sports teams? Because the Royals are from Missouri, too, right?
I was about to say the Royals. I don't know. Are they... I don't know. The Kansas Jayhawks, I guess, maybe? College basketball?
Oh, man. Like, I kind of feel... Well, I don't know. I just kind of feel like, are you guys listening to us because you don't have jack shit to do all fucking day?
It's kind of like Ohio State, right? They don't have anything other than the Buckeyes.
Well, they got fucking LeBron and the fucking Cavs.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, which I think because I'm a guy growing up in the Bay Area, and I fucking despise the Warriors and all their fucking fans.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see what the Warriors are gonna do this year.
They lost their entire fucking bench.
Although I guarantee this is perfect. I'm going on record. Steph Curry, he's gonna get hurt the first part of the year, and KD's basically gonna lead that team. He'll be back for the playoffs, though. Watch, it's gonna happen.
This is going on record. We have this recorded. This is going in our podcast record. So you heard Reg saying this. Also, just to let you guys know that I don't talk to Reg during the week anymore. We're homies. And I don't talk to him anymore because of this fucking show. So I'm literally talking. If we talk, we're like, okay, let's talk about this, but no details. Oh, it's kind of weird now. So, like, okay, so I'm hearing him for the first. Oh, yeah! That's what I'm fucking talking about.
That felt good.
That's what I'm talking about. I think we're in this show now. We were watching. There's something weird about this episode where, you know, we have 104 downloads.
Well, the last episode.
Yeah, for episode three, we had 104 downloads.
Monumental numbers.
It's probably peaking. We're never going to get that high ever again. And so we're like, oh my God, we gotta top this show. You know what? I'm gonna set the tone. Fuck episode three. Fuck that shit up the ass. And you know what? This episode's gonna suck balls, and I know it because something's weird. So something I can't put my finger on.
Yeah, episode three was epic, but we're in episode four now, so fuck it.
Yeah, fuck episode. If you liked episode three, fuck you too, bitch.
Hey, and comment. Leave your comments when you download a show. That way we know if we suck or if you think I'm a fucking asshole. Leave a comment. Tell me I'm an asshole.
Yeah, please. If you think Wretch is a racist pig or a homophobic pig or Islamophobic pig, please. Or
if you're a tranny and you want to give some praise to Mars, leave a comment.
Yeah, well, they're just trying to find love, just like everybody else. I don't blame them.
Those goddamn circus clowns. Hey, by the way, last week we kind of moved ahead forward. Back to the dating site shit. I wanted to ask you, so how do you make your profile? That's what I wanted to know.
Oh, fuck.
Okay,
are you serious? So, this is your gripe?
This isn't my gripe.
You're just asking me a question.
Yeah, I'm just asking you a question. We said everything that was wrong with the female profile, and we stated how to correct that. So, how does a guy make their profile? What's on your profile?
Oh, man. I would say that I'm the average dude in America. I've had sex with two females this year. I think that's above average. I think so, which is pretty sweet.
That's a success.
That's not bad. Yeah. Two girls I've had, okay. And one was a nurse. And one is full-time manager at this retail store. So it's not like they're like crack whores or anything.
They're regular girls.
I have not paid for sex this year, for the record, as well. So I'm doing okay. You know, I'm doing cool. Honestly, oh God.
How many pictures do you have? Let's ask that question first.
God, you're putting me on the spot like this, you son of a fucking bitch. I can't believe you're asking me these questions.
I'm not going to lie to the audience, so I
have to tell the truth now.
So I already know you have a mountain hiking picture that we deem
unnecessary. I used to have one. I'm on the top of Mission Peak in Fremont.
Okay.
I do have one of those. You fat fucking piece of shit. Fucking worthless.
What are the other ones? Hey, I'll tell you what I have on mine.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What's on? Okay, what's on your profiles?
You know what? I made it basic. Basically, the way I want to see the chicks do it, I kind of did that.
So you're showing cleavage?
I'm not showing a picture of my dick, but just like a regular selfie, regular just my whole body or whatever. And I think the other one is like another selfie.
Boring. Okay, so the reason I don't know if you guys listened to last week's show and you heard me really laughing really hard was because Rich I'm in disbelief because this dude has never. He doesn't have a Facebook. He doesn't have an Instagram. He has a Twitter account just to follow porn stars. Is that correct?
I just talk shit to random people.
Like Steph Curry's wife, right?
Yeah.
She has a fat, stinky pussy. And nobody Twitter. Likes her. And he... I kind of looked up to him as my hero. I was like, okay, he didn't get caught up in this social media bullshit. And I did. I have a Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. I got all this, and I got all that, and I got that more. And he does it. So I was like, wow, this guy is off the grid completely. So when he told me that he had an online dating profile, it boggled my mind. And then later on in the episode, I said that he looked like a thug. I said that he looked like a dirty thug, piece of shit, motherfucker. You look like a fucking... I said that it's, I don't know. I was just completely caught off guard.
Whatever I'm doing, it works because I'm getting likes, I'm getting messages. I even went out with a chick last week.
So,
I didn't fuck her yet, but.
Was she fat or a tranny?
You know what? All right, so let's get into this.
Is this your gripe?
No, it's not my gripe, but... all right, we'll just fuck it.
Honestly, before we get into that, I wanted to say that if you don't know how to work a self-checkout at any fucking place, let's say you're you know English and you're in America and you don't know how to work the self-checkout, you're a fucking retard. If you know English... and you let your kids use the self-checkout while there's a fucking line behind you, you're a fucking asshole piece of shit. And if you don't know English and you're trying to figure out how to use a self-checkout, I'm not gonna be racist, so I'm not gonna say go get the fuck out of America. Get out of my home country!
I would.
I know you would, you sick pig. I would say... don't get out of my country. I'm speaking as an earthling. Get off my fucking planet, you piece of shit.
Hey, you know what?
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, when those self-checkouts came out, I for that exact reason, I didn't use it because I didn't want to look like a jackass. I did not know, like, what... I want to know what I'm doing, you know? Like, I don't want to hold up the line behind me.
And start sweating when things go wrong.
There's always somebody that doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, and then somebody has to come help them.
Honestly,
you might as well just went to a regular cashier.
I feel like 80% of the time, 80% of the time when you're in self-checkout, the products or the machine like malfunction on you, and then you're like, you're just standing there because there's a scale where the bags are, and then it's weighing each item. And like then you like, okay, I need help because this machine's going haywire, but go on with your what were you gonna say earlier about dating sites or pussy?
So
you dated a tranny this one, right?
All right, so you know how we were saying how you were saying it too, how it was some girl takes a selfie and then it's completely like it just gets worse and worse from there. Well, all right, so I met up with this chick, right? and her selfies were really good. I'm not gonna lie.
Nice.
And when I saw her in real life, it was like, what the fuck happened to your face? It was just not what the selfie looked like. I'm sick of these bitches.
Was she fat or was she like, I don't know, like,
you know, she looked slim. Okay, so she had the perfect profile, which is probably why we connected so good, because she had a selfie, a body picture,
and your tips.
Yeah,
that's what I'm fucking talking about.
She had the perfect profile.
Yeah. If you're a subscriber to our show, which you should follow, you fucking pieces of shit, in Wichita,
Kansas.
If you guys subscribe and not be all lazy, you goddamn bubs, you know what we're talking about, you fucks.
So you made a comment how they're working the lighting and all that. It's exactly true, because, all right, I'll text her, right? I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're cute or whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then she'll be like, oh, no, I just have good lighting. And it's like, wow, it's true. They're tinkering with the lighting. So when I saw her in real life.
Tinkering?
Yeah, when I saw her in real life.
Tinkering?
Tinkering with the lighting, and she admitted it, because she was like, oh, yeah, no, I have good lighting. And she's using Snapchat filters and all that shit.
Snapchat filters, right? The things with the crown on their heads or some shit. Like, it's like some flower crown
dog face.
Yeah, that's cute. I want you to look like a dog.
Her face was so cute on a regular picture online. And when you see her in real life, it's like, okay, yeah, I can tell that's you, but it's not an exact representation. She was a little bit fatter. Her voice was like, it wasn't even like a cute sounding voice. Like, we never talked on the phone, we just texted. Like, even her voice was like, it was just off. Like, it was just unattractive. It was just a horrible encounter.
See, you fucked up. See, I have been catfished twice, so I take extra precautions now in order to avoid all this bullshit. Wow. And, you know, okay, so first is the phone call.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you to see if we could connect.
Right.
That should cover the man voice or a girl's voice. Two is, hey, okay, great. I feel comfortable talking with you over the phone. Let's, the fuck is that? Let's Skype. Okay. Can we Skype?
Skype.
We Skype?
I don't get on Skype.
She looks Skype. Good, or like, I don't know. Snapchat with her? You could see Snapchat. Her face moving with her voice. Okay, cool. If that goes, okay, let's meet. And so that way, when we meet, I'm not wasting my time.
That's a good tip.
With a greasy pig. Greasy, deceiving pig.
Well, here's the other thing.
The trannies tell me that they have cocks on their profile.
A couple of weeks prior before that, I met up with another chick, and she had a good voice. Like, we talked on the phone. She had a really good, cute voice. Her pictures were good. She had big ass tits.
Nice.
And then when we met, she had like no form to her body. It was just like a straight fucking line going down. Like, there was no curve, there was nothing. Her face was fatter.
She was like a box.
It was a box.
Like the Osmo 5000 from South Park.
This isn't my gripe, but I'm sick and tired of these fucking bitches playing with the lighting.
So
the way I make my profile, I look exactly the way I'm gonna see her. I'm not fucking with anything. I'm not doing lighting. What I try to do is I'll try to wear something similar from my picture. That way I look exactly the way I do from my picture in real life.
Oh my god. You were my hero. You know that? I thought you just got.
I'm not bamboozling nobody. I'm tired of being bamboozled.
I always said that. I was like, hey, give me some tips, because you tell me you fuck chicks from your job, and you know you I always said you get pussy on a stick because it's that easy. But now knowing that you're on dating sites, you kind of lost a bit of your fucking aura, you know? You're just a scumbag piece of shit, just like how I am, motherfucker. Oh, by the way, I talked to that broad that I, on Monday, I texted her. The last broad I met on the dating site, and we had sex and stuff like that, whatever. I texted her on Monday, and it's been like this. The relationship is going stale. And I texted her, hey, how's it going? So, like, 4 hours later, she texts back. And we haven't seen each other in a month. And she says, she's all, oh, school's great. How are you? You know, just started school. How are you? So, of course, I didn't text her the same day. I texted her like 2 days later.
Yeah, yeah, that's like a move.
Because you gotta make it's it not like a move. It's just you that I'm it uninterested. Seem like
you got something going on.
I already banged her, so at this point, it's like I'm already. Who gives a shit, right? Yeah. So she goes. So I texted her back like 2 days later. I'm like, wow, school, great. You know, good for you. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm really busy at work and stuff like that. How's everything else? And she texts back this like an hour later, and she's like, why are you being all like, why are you messaging me and then not responding like at a two days later, why are you being like that? And I messaged, I was like, what can I say? What's cool to say? So I said, what the fuck did I say? I said, oh, you know, that I guess I'm just mysterious with like a little smirky emoji face,
a devil face,
like a little smirky emoji face. And then I didn't hear from her for like a couple of hours, and I was at work. I get a text, and I get it. She's all, I got a text from her. And I read it, and it says, yeah, mysteriously gay.
Oh.
So I guess that's the end of that relationship.
Mysteriously gay.
Yeah.
Wow, what a fucking bitch.
Well, you know, I don't blame her. I mean, she kept texting me. I have the best cock in the world, so she was texting me, but I didn't want any more of that.
Did she catch our cream pie?
Oh, she said she was on the birth control. And she was shocked that I didn't finish inside of her. And I was like, well, why didn't you tell me?
What's up with that?
But she was kind of like Beth from Dog the Bounty Hunter, where she was just tits, arms, legs, and a face. But her face is not that bad. Did you have a gripe, or is this our gripe?
Yeah, I have a gripe. I have a main gripe here.
And before you go into your gripe, fuck episode 3. This episode is bullshit, and you should turn it off as quickly as possible.
All right. I have no PSA announcement to make here.
So well, that's a fucking shock.
That's a first. But I will say, if you're listening to this early in the morning...
Making me watch the Niners game last week, you fucking piece of shit.
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck that game. yeah. So, if you're eating breakfast right now, or if you're eating dinner, whenever you're listening to this, I would suggest you turn this off because it's gonna get nasty.
Oh, my stomach's kind of sour already. Oh.
All right. So my old main gripe right now, and I'm more pissed at this because nothing's being done to resolve this.
What is it?
It's kind of like a lasting joke. Like, it's a joke that just keeps carrying on, and nobody is doing anything about it.
What's a joke?
And everybody in America is gonna agree with me. You're gonna agree with me. And everyone's gonna relate to this.
Well, not all of America, probably just Wichita, Kansas.
With you, possibly. Everybody in Wichita, Kansas is gonna agree with me.
Okay, let's go. I'm here.
And San Jose.
Yeah, let's do this.
And I'm sick and tired of this being a fucking joke.
Okay,
like, it's a joke. It's a running joke.
What's the joke? Tell me, please.
I have a gripe right now with fast food restaurants.
What's your gripe with fast food restaurants?
Why the fuck every time you eat McDonald's, you eat Carl's Jr., you eat Jack in the Box, you eat Burger King, it immediately gives you projectile explosive diarrhea. Like, oh, why is this acceptable now? Like, it's a joke. Like, it's like, I have to choose what is going to make me shit less when I choose to eat fast food. Like, if I'm going to eat fast food, it's like, okay, I have to decide what's going to give me less diarrhea shit. And why is this acceptable? Why isn't this getting fixed?
Well, actually, I think there's, like, this whole government thing trying to, like, make fast food restaurants a little healthier. Because, honestly, it's not like I get diarrhea.
Okay.
Like, immediately.
Okay.
But when I eat, like, McDonald's or Taco Bell or shit like that, I could count it to the T. 20 to 25 minutes later, my stomach is rumbling.
That's what I'm fucking talking about. No, that exactly what you just said.
Like, what do you mean?
I'm sick and tired.
Are you talking about diarrhea or the rumbling in the stomach where I gotta take a shit?
It all ties in. Like, I hate being out. Like, let's say I'm out at like 11 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock and I decide to eat McDonald's or something. Now I've committed to diarrhea. Now I have to say,
fuck.
All right, so I can't be out for too long because I'm going to have to take a shit. And if I'm going to be out too long, then I have to plan where I'm going to take a shit. Like, that's the worst part. Like, I would much rather take a shit in my house. But it's like, if I'm not going to go home for a while, okay, now I have to plan where I'm going to take a shit. Oh. I don't want to take a shit in somebody's house. So,
like, terrible. So disgusting.
It's just a running joke. Like, it's an acceptable joke. It's like, oh yeah, fast food. Oh yeah, it's just gonna give you the shit. But why is this why isn't anybody fixing this? Like,
Michelle Obama is fixing this. She's trying to make fast food restaurants a lot healthier for all of our fat pig ass.
Going back to like last week, so like I had so I was gonna meet this chick from the first time, right? Check this out. Okay. Check this out.
All right.
I'm going to meet this chick for the very first time, right? I want to be as fresh as possible.
Absolutely.
After episode 3, I ate Carl's Jr. It was like at midnight or whatever.
You met her after our show in episode 3?
No. I ate Carl's Jr. after episode 3. I met her the next morning
at
11 a.m. before the Cowboy game.
Sure. Wow, morning. So, that's early.
Yeah. So I
didn't know you woke up before like noon, you fucking lazy fucking piece of shit.
I ate Carl's Jr. The next morning I wake up, I immediately have to take a shit, and I know it's because of Carl's Jr. My stomach's fucked up. Oh. It's all fucked up, and I know it's because of Carl's Jr.
Did you eat the Western burger?
I did. That's the only thing I eat from Carl's Jr.
I fucking knew it! What else is gonna give you the bubble guts besides barbecue and onion rings in that burger?
That's all I eat from there. That's the only thing I like.
It's really good.
So, I get up from the morning, I immediately feel my stomach all fucked up, so I already know I gotta take a shit. And so I jump in the shower, I get ready, I take a shit right when I wake up. So that's shit number one. I take a shower. I get out of the shower.
Yeah.
I start drying myself off. Immediately as I get completely dry, I have to take a second shit.
Oh.
And it's worse than the first shit.
It's all sloppy.
So, yeah, I don't want to be all fucking dirty. Like I said, I'm trying to be as fresh as possible. So I hop back into the shower and I take another shower, basically. Mm-hmm. I get out from that shower. I get out. I dry myself up.
So you did take a shower.
I shit you not. I have to take a third shit.
What the fuck?
And it's all because of Carl's Jr. fast food. I took three shits that morning.
So
and then when we're out or we ate sushi or whatever, the whole fucking time I'm like trying to hold in my burps because I'm still fucked up from the Carl's Jr. I'm praying to God that I don't have to take a shit. it's just mind-boggling to me that the FDA isn't coming down on fast food.
Michelle Obama did.
We're being poisoned by this shit. And you know who's in charge of the FDA?
Who?
Robert, this motherfucker.
Please, this enlighten me, sir.
This piece of shit motherfucker.
Tell me about this dickless piece of shit.
He was appointed by your boy, Obama, Robert Califf.
Hey, show some respect. That's President Obama, you
Robert
yahoo.
Califf, you fucking piece of shit. Do your fucking job and crack down on these motherfucking places. What the fuck are you doing? Hey, what are you getting paid for?
So, you're blaming the food to give you three shits.
I'm blaming the FDA.
You're blaming the FDA for your guts.
The FDA has got to do their fucking job and start cracking down on these fast food restaurants. It's giving everybody diarrhea shit. There isn't a single person in the fucking America that's not going to disagree with fast food giving them diarrhea.
So you're telling me it's the food and it's not the 12 pack that you drank the night before, you fucking sick fucking piece of shit. Yeah, are you kidding me right now? Let's do this, baby. Make me sick. Are you fucking blaming the government for your gas bowels when you're fucking drinking 12 beers the night before?
We've got people in charge of the FDA and no one's doing their fucking job.
So did they force you to drink 12 beers the night before?
Job. There's plenty of times I don't drink and I eat McDonald's and I have to take a projectile shit diarrhea.
Oh, and you know what that music means, folks? It means fuck episode 3. Episode 4 is bullshit. That's the theme. Oh, and I'd like to promote our Halloween episode in the end of October. It's going to be spooktacular. All right, guys. So let's go on to the recap of week. Was it 3?
It is week 3.
Ah, so Houston, New England 27, Houston 0.
Those gutless fucks, the Texans getting blown out. They're trying to buy their way into the playoffs. Hey, the who's playing quarterback for the Patriots right now?
Jacoby Brissett.
He went only for 11 for 19 for 103 yards, but LeGarrette Blount carrying the load. 24 carries, 105 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, last week on last week's show, we did not know the black quarterback's name. His name is Jacoby Brissett. Yeah. He is hurt now. Number 7.
Who's up?
Blount. 24 carries, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns, and you know what they're saying in New England?
What do they say?
You don't smoke the blunt, the blunt smokes you! Arizona, Buffalo, Buffalo 33, Arizona 18!
Tyrod Taylor plays like shit throwing the ball, but he had a big game with his legs. Also, LeSean McCoy, welcome to the NFL season this year. 17 carries, 110 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Your boy Carson Palmer throwing 4 picks.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's not my boy. Last week, I said Arizona has a big fucking mountain to climb. I ain't crowning him for nothing. And then they lose. And then they travel to Buffalo, and then they lose even worse. Fuck you, Arizona. Let's go to Minnesota, Carolina. Carolina 10, Minnesota 22.
Another one of your boys, Sam Bradford.
Hey, that's not my boy, that's your boy.
He played kind of efficient. 18 for 28, 171 yards and a touchdown. Yeah, I don't know what's up with Cam. He's throwing 3 picks. What's up with that guy? This guy is supposed to be MVP this year.
So I am in a fantasy league this year, and that Vikings defense has scored plus 20 points for the last 2 weeks. That defense is fucking for real. That Vikings D! Cam Newton throwing 3 goddamn picks. Nobody fears Carolina anymore. I just want to do a little shout out to the coaching staff in Minnesota. Coach Mike Zimmer, offensive coordinator North Turner, my boy, and defensive coordinator George Edwards, winning without AP, Teddy Bridgewater, but winning with Sean Ellen Bradford. Are you kidding me? That's how you win. Coaching staff, we preset on this game. Cincy and Denver, Cincy 17, Denver 29.
Fuck Denver. They're supposed to win this year. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. We weren't even supposed to review that. Fuck episode 4. That's how we're doing it. Baltimore at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Steve Smith had 8 catches, 87 yards. He got into it with the rookie Ramsey from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He basically told him, he was like, "Hey, when I'm admitted into the Hall of Fame, you're going to be retired." And then Ramsey basically called him like an old man and shit like that. It's just getting real.
Yeah.
Steve Smith's a big shit talker though.
Oh, I love Steve Smith, 5'9", a fucking powerhouse, some bitch. Baltimore 19, Jacksonville 17, and like I preached from the beginning of the year, they are 3-0 right now. Let's go to Washington at the New York Giants. Giants 27, Washington 29.
Hey, this was one of my games to watch this last week. It came true. Redskins giving the Giants their first loss of the year. Kirk Cousins, he played all right. DeSean Jackson, 5 catches, 96 yards, and a touchdown. So, yeah, good job for him.
All I have to say is Eli played being Eli. 25 for 38. 358 yards, 1 touchdown, and 2 interceptions. 2 crucial picks. If I was Odell Beckham, the only person I'm mad at is Eli Manning. Oakland at Tennessee. Tennessee 10, Oakland 17. The Raiders.
Derek Carr continuing to shut me up week after week. 21 for 35, 249 yards, 1 touchdown. He did throw a pick, though. That could cost him in another game and where he's playing someone of talent.
It's ugly, boring, uninteresting game with one notable highlight. Your boy, DeMarco Murray, 60 carries, 114 yards, 1 touchdown. Is he back? Is he back? Is he doing it? I don't know. Who gives a shit? Seattle, raping the Niners, 37-18. What's up with that?
Hey, Russell Wilson teabagging the Niners. Teabagging.
Your recommended game?
My recommended game to watch.
A game to look forward to?
Hey, 15 for 23, 243 yards, 1 touchdown.
Are you kidding me?
This was one of my games to watch and it turned out to be an utter disappointment. Fuck the 49ers.
Jimmy Graham with 100 yards. Christian Michael getting cut by the Dallas Cowboys but getting 20 carries for 106 yards, 2 touchdown passes. That's coaching and I love it. Let's move on, motherfuckers. Yeah. New York Jets at Kansas City. Kansas City 24, Jets 3. What's up with that?
Ryan Fitzpatrick held out all offseason and had the worst outing he could possibly have. 20 for 44, 180 yards, and 6 picks.
You know, I think it's funny because this son of a bitch, this fucking cunt in Buffalo, he does great. He gets a big contract. Then he flops. Then he fucking gets jettisoned out of the East. Now he's in Jets. Last week you said, hey, if this guy is putting up these numbers, the Jets might be interested this year. You said that. And this son of a bitch puts up 3 picks. That's typical Fitzpatrick. Let's go to Chicago. Dallas. Dallas 31, Chicago 17.
Hey, Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott playing lights out. Rookies for this team. 19 for 24, 240 yards, 1 touchdown. Elliott had 30 carries, 140 yards. Big games from the rookies. Hoyer, whatever the fuck his name is, he had a ton of garbage yards, though. He had 317 yards, 30 for 49, throwing all over this defense, but they were mostly garbage yards.
Wow.
Dallas Cowboys looking very well.
No. It's not the Cowboys looking good. It's like Chicago sucks that hard that they made the Cowboys look like a legit fucking team. I tell you what. And that's our recap for week 3. But I just want to do a little special thing. Eagles fly, blah, blah, blah. Eagles fly, blah, blah, blah. Carson Wentz. Philadelphia. The Battle of Pennsylvania. Beating Pittsburgh. 34-3. 23. Carson Wentz.
Pass going 23 out of 31, 301 yards, two touchdowns, no picks for my boy, the biggest dog in the NFL, like I said. Wentz. Wentzylvania, baby. That's what I'm talking about. He got it done. Rookie, offensive rookie of the year, baby. And do you have anything you've been saying about my boy Carson Wentz?
Fuck Carson Wentz. I'm not sold on him yet. Let's just he played good against the Steelers. All right.
He played great.
What are they, like 2-1 now? Or what's
Philly should not win more than 3 or 4 games this year. Rookie of the year.
This is the crucial week, week 4. He's probably going to do his bullshit again. After that, we're going to see what he's made of.
Are you kidding me? No,
we're gonna see what he's made of. Now teams got film. Teams got film on him, just like Dak. Dak Prescott, now teams got film. Let's see how they progress.
They raped Pittsburgh. Oh, all right, whatever. We're going to take a short break, guys. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Sure.
Yeah, we back. Yeah, we back from the break. Yeah, we back.
Everyday normal motherfucker.
I told you in the first song, I'll tell you in another.
Just a regular, everyday normal motherfucker.
I don't have a girlfriend, my hand's my only lover.
Just a regular, everyday normal motherfucker.
One night a week, my mom likes to cook me supper.
Just a regular, everyday normal motherfucker.
And Michael Keaton was my favorite Batman. I was walking down the street just the other day. I saw these two fine bitches, they were walking my way. Yo, what you girls doing tonight is what I wanted to say. But suddenly I panicked, my voice started to shake. So I put my head down and I just walked away. I had a bus to catch anyway, it worked out great. Got on the bus, put my headphones on and press play. Sheryl Crow, James Blunt, a motherfucking Ace of Base. Yo, what can I say? It's just a day in my life. I'm up early in the morning and bed early at night. Yo, that work, gotta be well rested. Yeah, motherfucker, you heard what I just said.
I'm just a regular, everyday normal.
You know what?
I don't like
this is like the perfect song for us. We're just normal guys.
It's the anthem for the normal guy.
Superman
and Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Regular, everyday normal motherfucker.
This is John. I can't even pronounce this asshole's last name. John Legioi.
I'm from a lower
Taco
family.
From the league on FXX.
From my childhood.
Tune into that show. It's fun.
Much props to Bud Light Line.
Oh, yeah.
Much props to Bud Light Line.
Yeah, I'm fucking wasted off like 2 beers. Lightweight piece of shit, motherfucker.
I'm like 6 beers deep now and I'm totally fucked up.
I'm just completely obliterated. I'm gonna have shits until Wednesday.
Now, are you gonna eat fast food after this and then blame it on fast food?
You know what? What is it called? A bacon western
bacon cheeseburger.
That sounds western really bacon. Good after the show. I'm not gonna even lie. You have committed me to that. I want to eat that.
It was really good last week.
Yeah.
But you will suffer the consequences.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. So, something crazy happened on Monday. Something epic. Well, you know what? I don't think it was epic until we put that Gears of War music behind it, to tell you the truth.
It was kind of flat, I mean.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, they had their blues, definitely.
I think Trump held back a little bit.
Honestly, they said, well, you know what, this is what we're talking about. Let's fucking do this. You guys like this? Yeah, I like it too. The presidential debate. Monday, the first of three.
84 million viewers.
Wow, that's a lot of fucking people. Not only the United States were tuning in, the entire world was tuning in. The entire fucking world. So,
Just like I said,
fuck episode 3, fuck you, and you know, episode 4 is gonna be a piece of shit. I don't even know how to. Yeah, I'm so unprepared for this show. I want to say, you know, the last 3 episodes I've been blaming life for shitting on my chest and trying to give me a chinadog. and or things get in my way. This time it's complete laziness. I don't give a shit right now about this fucking show.
I don't give a shit about, well, the debate was good. Trump came out strong right in the beginning, and then Hillary just fucking did her low blows at the end and just totally annihilated him. Not to mention Lester Holt's punk ass.
He's saved for later, right?
He is, but he's part of the debate as well.
He's a fucking slimy snake cocksucker, right?
He's slimy, definitely.
He's a slimy fucking guy.
You know, he had one job, and they had agreed to a certain set of rules. And the moderator's job was to put the question out there for them, and then he wasn't supposed to fact check on site. He was supposed to do was ask the question, and then if Trump said something that didn't sound accurate to him, he was supposed to say, "Hey Hillary, Trump just said this. What do you think of that?" That's what he was supposed to do. Instead,
he's neutral, right?
The stupid motherfucker. Yeah, he's supposed to be neutral.
Not stupid. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, it was all
slimy, fucking liberal,
checking on the
cocksucker. So, I actually, like a good boy, I sat down on my bed. I laid down on my bed with my laptop on Monday night. Oh. Thanks, guys. Oh. I really knew that.
Jeez.
So, I typed out most of the questions while they were speaking, and I typed down their fucking answers because, you know what? I care for America, and I care where this country is going, unlike most people that are just, like, watching the highlights on YouTube, and then just like, oh, yeah, I knew it, and it's all biased. And I'm not listening to the whole side of the story. So let's jump into the first question was, how are we going to bring back prosperity to America? Some points that I wrote down here for Hillary is she said raise the minimum wage and tax large companies. Pretty much everything that those liberal pieces of shit preach on the reg. She took a jab. Right away she took a jab at Trump. From getting a loan from his daddy. That's what she said.
She said a $15 million loan.
From her daddy.
Apparently it was a $1 million loan.
From her daddy. Invest in the middle class education. She blames Trump for backing up the market crash, buying property cheap.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, he said that's a smart. That's when he said that's I'm a smart businessman because he bought shit cheap during that time, which a lot of people did. So don't fucking get all fucking stupid. So keeps blaming Donald for not believing in climate change. She doesn't trust Wall Street, which she obviously has had a lot of fucking help from Wall Street. That's what a lot of those liberal pieces of shit are saying right now. Yeah, she believes she wants strong, fair, and consistent growth for the small businesses, and large companies should pay their share. My thoughts are, right off the bat, is that small businesses, like I've said in the last show, I grew up in the Bay Area. In Northern California, and I've never been employed by a small business before. Have you?
No. I don't know what that means.
I've been employed by large companies who try to give me a retirement, health benefits, and things like that. So right off the bat, I'm already like, you know what? Business is business. It's a dirty thing, and if you're gonna be like, we got to stick up for the small guy. It's like, okay, well, a lot of these large companies started off as small businesses, and they made themselves into what they are, like Target, Starbucks, Walmart. They start off as little shitty ass fucking stores at one point, but it's the fucking what the fuck is that bullshit called? The evolution guy. What's his name? Darwin. The evolution of Darwin, right? So, like, Darwin believes that the strongest survive, and liberals are heathens, and they don't believe in God. So, they believe in that, but in business, they don't. Which makes me kind of question, they're kind of stupid, to tell you the truth, because in business, only the strong survive. So, my thing is, I'm gonna, you know, let's just start charting up points for the three big debates right now. I'm giving Hillary a -1 right now for her fucking, because it's just the basic bullshit I heard from Obama.
And I don't know if I agree with raising the minimum wage so high, because you're not gonna want to pay somebody more than what they're really worth. So if I got a guy fucking cleaning toilets and picking up dog shit or cleaning up cum from making so much more than
she wants to raise. I think in Los Angeles a couple of months ago, they raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
And you know what? She's just trying to get voters. That's all that comes down to, because the lazy person in America that just wants an easy job for a higher pay, they're gonna vote for that, you know? And if you're in business, you're not gonna wanna pay fucking $18 an hour for some guy to fucking pick up trash. I mean, what the fuck is that? I mean,
honestly, just think about it, folks. You're going to raise taxes on large companies. And then you're going to raise the minimum wage for these large companies. What do you think is going to happen? Unemployment rate is going to go up. I mean, that just sounds like a logical... I mean, for every action, there's an equal reaction. And when you think about that, I mean, what else is going to... You think America's going to be fucking crazy because my neighbors are going to buy brand new flat screen TVs and get DirecTV and things like that? No, it's not, you fuckos. Think about it. Unemployment rate is going to go up because Target's not going to be able to fucking hire as much people as they did because their taxes are going to go up and these fuckos are going to get paid more. You think these fuckos are going to invest in our fucking whatever? No, it's not. They're just going to buy more porn.
That goes back to the whole self-checkout thing, right? Are you going to pay the guy that checks you out $5 more or $3 more when someone can just fucking do it themselves?
If anything, there's going to be two self-checkout machines.
More self-checkout. That's what they're going to do. They're going to create more self-checkout.
It's my nightmare. So, Trump responds as the, fuck... he says we gotta stop companies from moving out of America. He took a little stab at Hillary, saying she has been doing this for years. Our government has failed in the solar energy project, Solara, right? In Fremont?
Solandria.
So the solar company that was Obama, one point something billion, it failed miserably. And I used to drive up and down that fucking road all the time seeing that company.
It's like Seagate now or something like that. Some other big company took it over.
Miserably.
Yeah.
Terribly.
The thing that he says, though, is that he wants to stop jobs going to Mexico.
Yeah.
And, okay, well, let's just say they go. How does that help? Like, okay, he wants to stop jobs going from Mexico. And then if they do, he's going to tax them or charge them more for leaving. But how does that help America? Like, okay, they left. All right, now you're going to charge them. But how does that help everyday Americans?
Well, he said that he wants to, according to his answer right here that I'm reading, he says that he wants to lower those penalties and taxes for them. No, he wants to raise them. So if you move your workers to Mexico,
you're going to get charged.
You're going to get charged hefty. So that's going to prevent companies from moving their workers to Mexico.
Okay.
I see that. And he also said he is going to do the largest tax cut, not only for large companies, but for small companies as well, while Hillary is just cutting taxes for the small businesses, which I've never worked for. The next topic was taxes raises. Hey, you know what?
Okay, yeah, I say plus one for Trump, minus for Hillary. What do you think?
I agree.
I mean, logically, I'm reading what they're saying, and I'm judging unbiased. You know what? Like, I'm being a good model citizen right now. The next thing was taxes. Oh, shit. I didn't really write down the fucking question, y'all. Taxes raises and tax... Oh, so the subject, the topic was tax raises and tax cuts, which Hillary said she's blaming Trump for loopholes. Trump up, trickle down. That's what she said. Trump owes $156 million to companies. He hasn't paid taxes and has not paid back the economy. Is he hiding something? This is what she said. And I'm trying to, at the same time, I'm trying to write down all the fucking answers. Is he hiding something? That's what she said.
During that, she was saying how he didn't pay all of his workers for like completing like work on his golf courses or whatever.
Oh, the architect that designed one of his golf courses. He had responded, it's a beautiful golf course.
He responded with, "Well, what if they didn't do a good job?"
That's what he said.
Would you pay somebody for not doing the job, or do you pay somebody for shit work? Because that's the argument she was trying to make. Like, oh, you stiffed your workers, you didn't pay them. But he's basically saying, yeah, I didn't pay them because they didn't do a good job. Now, as a businessman, do you take that stance? Like, how do you see that?
Well, I have actually seen video and photographs of that golf course, the house. And yeah, I don't play golf because I'm not a pussy. A fucking pussy. Piece of shit. Golfers aren't athletes, by the way. Pussies. And it would look really nice. It looked really beautiful. But you do not pay the fucking guy. I mean, that thing looked pretty fucking sweet. All right. Like, let's say somebody painted my room and there was like a little creek thing. I don't say, I'm not paying you. I'm going to say, hey, fix this because I have a problem with
this. How do we know that he didn't do that, though? We're only hearing one side. I mean, yeah, I know Trump just said that, oh, and he said it on live TV, that what if he didn't do a good job? But I guarantee you paid him something. Maybe it wasn't for the full amount. And she said, apparently he was in the audience sitting there. But if I'm Trump and some guy doesn't do the work that I expect, I don't think I'm paying for it. Whether if you do it or not, maybe I'll pay you something, but I would expect for the job to get done the way I want it before I pay you the full amount.
Well, you know what? I can't judge because I don't know the real story. Yeah, but
who knows? I mean,
who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But Hillary is pointing the finger saying this. Trump responds with, "We're $20 trillion in debt. But everything is wrecked. Airports, roads, and bridges look like we're a third world countries." And Hillary responds with, "If you paid your fucking taxes, our infrastructures would be a lot better." Which a lot of people agree. They fucking hooted. And you know what? I was like, that's a sick bird.
But he responded with, "Oh, the government would just blow that too, even if I did pay it." So who knows? Who knows?
It seems like the battle of the fuckers.
It was just going to Iran, right? Paying ransom to Iran and shit like that. That's probably where his tax money would go.
He also added, "Costs are way too above of what they really should be. We have people in charge that have no idea what they are doing." And this is a tough one. I don't like how he stiffed that guy because that was a nice golf course. I'm giving Hillary the plus one on that one. What about you?
I would have to agree. I feel like if you do the work, you should get paid. Something. I don't know the full story. I don't know if he paid him minimally or whatever. But I feel like if you do the work, you should get paid.
You should compromise and negotiate a way to fix this problem.
Did he get completely stiffed? I don't know. But if he did, I don't agree with it.
Yeah, but if he did get completely stiff, then Trump, as a president, how is he going to treat
the countries around us, right? Yep. That's what I kind of think.
That makes sense.
So, the next topic was race relations in this country. Oh, race relations, the hot topic. Oh, shit.
I still challenge anybody in America. Everybody says Donald Trump's a racist. I challenge you to say, to provide one racist comment he has made.
I think
Tell me a racist comment that he has said.
Well,
during this whole election, tell me one.
You racist,
tell homophobic, me one
Islamic fucks all have one thing in common. You're slimy fucking pigs.
And clamping down on illegal immigration is not racist.
So, race relations in this country.
Tell me one thing he has said that is racist. Everyone says, oh, Donald Trump's a racist. He's a racist. Provide me one quote where he's being racist. You can't provide it. I guarantee it.
But you said that all Muslims are terrorists last
week. That's me talking. That's not Trump talking.
Oh, right, fucker! Get this man a pool! You sick pig! So, race relations in America, Hillary responded by saying, race still determines too much, which I think I agree. Restore trust in communities and police, better training, everyone should be respected by the law, and we should respect the law. Guns are a plague.
Stupid people are a plague.
We need to stop this. And then she started talking about the stop and frisk techniques in Chicago and New York. It's against the Constitution.
I don't know why. I mean,
it's discriminating.
What? How
too many Africans and Hispanics are being searched for no reason?
Why don't you stop carrying guns and stop being stop carrying shit that's illegal?
And this is what Trump said, from what I highlighted earlier. Trump said, "Stop and frisk by Mayor Giuliani." Okay, so the statistics were in New York that 3,000 people before stop and frisk got murdered the year before stop and frisk, right?
All
right. You with me?
Yeah.
So 3,000 people were killed in New York. So they implemented stop and frisk in New York.
Dramatically.
So
crime dropped dramatically.
So the shootings went from 3,000 to 500 in New York because of stop and frisk, from what Trump says, and he's promoting it. 1,500 people did not get shot because stop and frisk. And honestly, go ahead, cops, pull me over.
Exactly.
Stop and frisk me because I have nothing
exactly
to hide.
That's what exactly.
It's not discrimination unless you're calling me wetback or beaner while you're fucking touching my fucking pockets or something.
Pull me over. I'm not carrying
anything illegal. I have nothing to hide.
The ones that carry shit that's illegal, the ones that are committing crimes, they have a problem with it.
Yeah, because they're fucking pieces of shit that are using this race part to try to cover up their tracks.
It doesn't matter if you're black, Mexican, whatever the fuck.
Pull me over.
Pull me up. I'm Mexican.
Pat me down.
You're not going to find anything on me.
I'm going to be in New York in springtime next year. I'll drop my trousers to make sure that I don't got no semi-automatic weapons or weapons of mass destruction in my fucking cock. You pat me down, I'm good.
I want people to be getting patted down. People need to be stopped. People need to be stopped and frisked. I agree with that shit. How is it unconstitutional?
If it saves more lives, I'm all for it.
Exactly.
I'm not racist. Exactly. I want all people.
That's why I can't stand the fact that everything boils down to race. All right, so, okay, more black people are getting frisked. Well, stop committing crimes as a black race. Like, stop carrying illegal shit. Stop being a fucking criminal.
I just... You know what? Honestly, these are the responses. I'm not being biased or anything. I'm voting Trump on this one. Trump gets the plus one if it helps save lives. This is no debate. If it helps save lives, that's plus one on Trump. Don't fucking even think about it. Get the fuck out of here, paper.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
So our next topic that the presidential debaters talked about was securing America. So they started jabbering about cybersecurity where... Oh, God, this was really boring at this part. I wrote down what they said, but it just... I kind of felt like... well, the big thing that came out of this topic was that Trump said he has a temperament, but it's a winning temperament, and we are losing money on everything, and nukes are the real threat, not global warming, which Hillary responded, temperament for Trump was to blow them out of the water, which she was talking about something... about some terrorist shit earlier in the year.
The whole thing in Iran where...
exactly.
Our U.S. sailors got... they got surrounded in the waters and they pulled them... Our Navy men got pulled over in the waters and Iran held them captive for a little bit amount of time. That's what that's referring to.
He said...
But yeah, if we were under some pussy... regime like Obama, like that shit wouldn't fly. Like, you're not gonna take our sailors hostage and not pay a fucking price for it, you know? Like, that shit just kind of, they got a slap on the wrist for that. Like, there was no punishment, there was nothing. Like, I agree, you don't want to fucking start a war, but Iran, you're not gonna fucking take our sailors hostage for no reason either.
Oh God. And Hillary says, now, listen to this. Trump doesn't care who owns nuclear weapons. A man that can be provoked by a tweet should not have his finger on a nuclear button.
And he probably responded with, yeah, that's an old line now.
I, at this point, that was such a sick burn. I'm giving Hillary the plus one on that one.
That's an old line that she's been using, but that is true because he is Twitter happy.
Yep.
He does get provoked easily.
Absolutely.
And I would agree with that as well.
Keep the score, guys, because we're not doing it. We're just throwing the papers behind us.
Hey, there's talks of, you talk about securing America, there's talks of Russia, like, hacking the election and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what they're putting on. I mean, if George Bush Jr. hacked the election the last time, what's the fucking Russians, those Cossack sluts, not stopping anybody to fucking, you know, rig the elections? I give Hillary the plus one for the sick burn. That's the only reason, because this was really uninteresting, this part. Any thoughts?
I do agree with this whole thing on securing the borders and stuff, and maybe not as far as building a wall. I do agree with building a wall. His whole thing of, like, Obama, he's, like, sending in thousands and thousands of Syrian refugees and stuff like that to our country. I don't fucking trust them. There's no legit vetting system on them. The FBI director went on record like 3 days ago saying within the next 2 to 5 years, there's going to be a catastrophic event. This is from the FBI director. Now, sure. I believe they made this type of statement before 9/11, and the Clinton administration ignored it, and then 9/11 happened. So now the FBI director is out on record saying within the next 2 to 5 years, there's going to be a catastrophic event in our country. And it's got to be with these refugees that were coming into the country. They're going to fucking plot. They're going to plan something. And it's going to be a simultaneous event. That's what I'm predicting.
Moving on to the next topic. Clinton not have... Oh, so that slimy cornball brother. That slimy cocksucker.
About Lester Holt?
Ask that question. Lester Holt, you telling me that guy's a real black guy when he powders his face trying to look white? That fucking cocksucker piece of shit. Slimy fucking rat. And I told my sister, I'm all, this guy's liberal. She's like, no, he's registered under Republican.
Wow. And he works for MSNBC.
He works for the biggest liberal fucking network. MSNBC, are you kidding me right now? And you're telling, so this slimy cocksucker says, Mr. Trump, you said in previous interviews that Hillary Clinton does not have to look. Can you please?
What a fucking dirtbag! Like, what type of question is that?
Not only that question. He also asked him, "Why won't you release your tax statements?" When he did not ask Hillary about her quote on deplorables, right?
Exactly.
Which you're an adorable.
I am an hashtag. Adorable deplorable.
Yeah, he's an Rich is an adorable deplorable. She outcasted a bunch of people.
I've been outcasted by Hillary.
And he never asked about her 30,000 emails that she deleted. But he had the nerve. This Republican had the nerve to ask this motherfucker, what did you mean by Hillary Clinton not having the look? What do you mean by that?
I know Trump tried to back down and say, oh, I meant the stamina. She doesn't have the stamina to not run the country. He was on defense the whole time.
Oh, most definitely.
Just Lester Holt, faggot.
You know what? I'll drop that. Lester Holt, you faggot piece of shit. You come around my hood, I'm going to knock you the fuck out, you son of a bitch. He fucking said, Trump said that she does not have the stamina and she can't do it. And then something happened where, Hillary said he has called women pigs, slobs, and he called that your sister Machado.
Oh, what a fucking bitch.
A Miss Piggy and some beauty pageant. So
what if she gained weight? I mean, she's in a Miss America beauty pageant. Yeah. If you gain a little weight, yay, there's gonna be a problem because there's standards.
Yeah, you gotta look good. Have you ever seen Casino?
You gotta fucking look good in a bikini, alright? So shut the fuck up.
And you know what? When I say faggots, I'm not talking about gay people. I'm talking faggot feels good coming out of my mouth saying it, like, towards pieces of fucking lowlife shit. Like, if you're a piece of fucking shit, that's the last word that I have in my vocabulary to call you. Lester Holtz, you fucking
that guy was
rat.
A total piece of shit.
Yeah.
Total piece of shit.
Yeah, obviously Hillary Clinton has paid that club has paid.
He collected his paycheck. He had one fucking
cornbread
job.
Brother.
One job, and he blew it.
He's a but the whole fucking time, Hillary won the debate. She was the most prepared. How can you be prepared when this cocksucker that's supposed to be neutral is just fucking setting you up for disaster? And I don't know, Rosie O'Donnell even came up in this debate. This is how horrible our whole government is. Rosie O'Donnell deserves it, and no one feels sorry for her. That's what Trump says. So in her response, she says she traveled and she's diplomatic for hundreds of hours, hundreds of countries. Which I give her that, but, you know, in this one, I'm going to give it to Trump. And, oh!
30 years, though. He called her out. 30 years you've been doing this.
30 years.
Barely now you have brought up these issues. What have you been doing for the past 30
years? Past 30 years. And you know what? The last thing, let's just wrap this up. What pissed us off about this? The thing that pissed me off was that Lester Holtz is a piece of shit cocksucker that deserves to burn it. He's standing up there all proud, and these liberal fucking pieces of shit are just like rooting that Hillary won when he was outnumbered. Trump was outnumbered up there. And I'm trying to be biased. I'm trying to be in the middle. And this cocksucker has the nerve to ask him these two questions to trip him up. I think the thing that stands out was that Trump two times said, all of your ads, Hillary, are... I could say this in this way. All of your ads are talking shit about me. You spent millions of dollars talking shit about me when I have not spent $1 in my ads talking shit about you. What does that fucking say?
Yeah. I agree.
You know what? I give that to Trump. You know, we'll tally up the scores. If anybody's listening in Wichita, Kansas... Please. I didn't get the last question down because it was so quick, but Trump said, make America great again. But if she wins, I'll support her. I think that was really mature.
And he said, I wasn't going to bring up the Bill Clinton thing because your daughter's sitting in the front row. I wasn't going to bring up the fact that your husband's a fucking slimy sleazebag that cheats on you in the White House. He wasn't going to bring that up.
He could have.
When Hillary tried to bring out those dirty tactics, bring up all this bullshit about Rosie O'Donnell and shit like that. Trump has vowed to come hard on the next debate, and he's going to bring it. He's going to bring it next time.
I think...
the gloves are off.
I think, Hillary, you should have been careful. You should have played it safe, because... He's good. President Obama was running for president, a lot of people were giving Palin a lot of shit for her daughter getting pregnant without being married. I heard that being a big topic. So, who's gonna say now? Like, what is the liberal media gonna say when he gets his fucking cock sucked by Monica Lewinsky? She can't keep her husband satisfied. How is she gonna keep us satisfied? How about that?
Yeah, it's gonna... the next debate is gonna be one for the ages. This one... The first one was supposed to be really good. It didn't pan out as expected. The second one is gonna be off the chart.
Also, I want to let you guys know that Colin Kaepernick had a lot to say about this.
This motherfucker.
This slut.
Colin?
He says, both are proven liars, and it almost seems like they're trying to debate who's less racist. This is what Colin Kaepernick says. Also, it's very angry... ignorant statement that if you don't agree with what's going on here, if you want justice, liberty, and freedom for all, then you should leave the country. He always says makes America great. Well, it's never been great for people of color, according to Colin Kaepernick.
This guy, he makes millions and millions of dollars, and he's going to say that this country hasn't been great for people of color. Get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about? This motherfucker, he's so fucking delusional. I can't stand Colin Kaepernick right now. For him to even say something like that. I'm a person of color, and I don't hate my fucking country. So for him to say that America isn't great, because it's never been great for people of color. You're so out of line on this. It's like it's just so mind-boggling.
All I have to say is, if Colin Kaepernick was a starting quarterback in the NFL, I would take him more seriously.
But he's a backup quarterback to fucking Blake Bortles. You're a fucking loser. Get the fuck out of here.
It's not Blake Bortles.
Who is it?
It's Blaine
Gabbert. Or Blaine Gabbert is same fucking idiot. He's, same quarterback.
He can't beat Blaine Gabbert in a job.
Yeah.
Blaine Gabbert is a starting quarterback tomorrow against the Dallas Cowboys.
Never been great for the people of color, yet this country is built basically on people of color. And how many people, how successful is this country?
My parents came over here picking strawberries, and all five of us have got
college degrees. And who the fuck is this guy? Like, where is all this coming from out of nowhere? Like,
you know where it's coming from?
Because he's bench. That's where it's coming
he's
from.
He's a brat. He's benched.
Like, where'd all this come from?
He's like, a little bitch. Oh, Blaine is beating me, so let me... You're getting paid millions of dollars this year alone to kneel during the national anthem.
What does he know about justice?
And to just warm a bench. You know, when I was growing up, bench players are called fucking you're a bench player. Like, I don't even know one word that describes a bench player. You're a bench warmer for Blaine Gabbert in a Chip Kelly defense and offense, and you can't even beat Blake Gabbert. And you played in a Super Bowl, you slack-jawed yokel, you fuck, and you're trying, like, the media is trying to, like, how do you get airtime on my podcast with these quotes? You get no fucking respect from me, because you're a backup to Blaine
Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah. You're a piece of shit. You can't even start for the sorry ass San Francisco 49ers.
Santa Clara 49ers.
Okay, you can say Arlington Cowboys, I guess. Anyways, fuck Lester Holtz. Fuck Kaepernick. And fuck you, Wichita, Kansas. We're going on a break right now.
But how low can you go? Lower than your mama's ever seen it in a lifetime. Never would have imagined it, not even in her right.
Is there any more beer?
Now you doing it on the dance floor.
There's no more beer.
Fuck
me, have a dance.
Let's finish this show up quick.
Kind of like a player, dude. But if you come to the crib, then I might show you girls a thing or two.
Yeah,
I think you a superstar with an ass like that. You got a blue. Before you make it big, there's just one thing that you gotta do.
All right, he's all like a midget in the video. Look at him, he's like a midget. Look at him. He's all like a midget.
All right, here.
Get low. This is how I remembered Ludacris before he was like a fucking Vin Diesel's puppet.
Knack, patty, whack. Oh, where my kitty cat? Give another
bone. Hey, this is Paul Walker's
stuff. Till I get to the center and let her really take you home. I can make this
low strong. In the beginning, he
looks. From A-T-L-A-N-G-A-N
all the way down to your block.
Put the needle on the record and I'll make her get lower than a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
And if she really getting low, then I'ma shoot a video and put it all on TV.
Fuck yeah.
Cause I like that French vanilla.
French vanilla. And that caramel. But when it goes to chocolate, I know that very well.
Persuasion, no discrimination. I love how they seem to please us. I wanna taste them Puerto Rican pecan peanut butter cups like Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, I think you're a superstar. With an ass like that, you got the blue. So
you make it big, well, there's one.
She's such a slut, huh? She has an ass like the Titanic. He's all midget. Why is he a midget? He's like a hobbit. She's such a slut. Look how she's dressed too.
Oh my god. forgot how hot that bitch is.
Versus the racket, let me put some luda in it. Show me what you working with. I'll show you some of this bankroll. Yeah, you a superstar. There's just one thing I gotta know. So.
It's Jewish, I promise you have to see. It's gonna come out
there. Alright, guys, so we're fucking back. What's our next topic? Jeez, fuck. This episode has been goddamn horrible, I tell you what. Fuck episode 3. Fuck episode 4. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. It's terrible. I should have warned you guys in the beginning to just stop fucking listening to this, because there's no... Back to the Future music? That's what I'm talking about. I got a boner right now, because tomorrow is Sunday, and tomorrow is the future.
Dang.
So we're gonna predict that future. Two games that are worthy, one game that's not. Let's start it off, folks. Oakland and Baltimore, take it in. Ah, Raiders rising. The Baltimore, the 3-0 Baltimore with John Harbaugh, which I might note, since I've been on their jock since the beginning of the year, going out against the Raiders in Baltimore. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the Carolina Panthers versus the Atlanta Falcons. That may sound kind of boring at first.
Totally boring.
But,
fuck Matt Ryan.
I'm thinking that might be an entertaining shootout type of game. Cam got embarrassed his last game out.
Totally.
Matty Ice.
Got me 14 points on fantasy. Fuck him.
I'm going to look forward to this game. I think they're going to put up some numbers.
This might suck my big fat cock.
We're going to see next week. We'll see what the numbers say.
Oh, and the building, the music is breaking down, because you know why? This is my second game. This is my second pick for the week, and I'm not going to mislead you like Rich. This is all Mars pick. This is the New York Giants at Minnesota at 5:30 on Monday. That's one hell of a Monday night game. You know why? Because it's Minnesota, and they got the best. They got the best coaching staff in the NFL right now. What you got, Rich?
That's a tough statement. That's a bold statement right there. Pittsburgh and Kansas City. Alex Smith is playing lights out right now for the Chiefs. I've always been an Alex Smith hater ever since he was on the Niners. He's playing lights out for the Chiefs right now. Pittsburgh got embarrassed last week, so I think this is going to be a good AFC battle.
Woo! Wichita, Kansas, you got something to look forward to tomorrow, baby. And... Is it? Do you get your second game in? That was my second game too. Wow, that went really quick. Wow, we're done. So,
well, my stinker though.
The stinker is different.
The game.
Wait, hold on! Don't say it. This is the end of our games to look forward to. That went really quick. You know. Any other games that I would look forward to is probably just watching Carson Wentz in his bye week, showering naked. Because that guy is a stud. Offensive Rookie of the Year.
You're already on a bye week?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Bye week this week with the Green Bay Packers. Wow. Ooh, so. Stinkers of the week. You want to hear some stinkers of the week, folks? LA Rams at Arizona. Are you kidding me? Arizona loses against New England without Tom Brady and Gronk. Then they beat up on poor Winston with his young team. Then they go to Buffalo and Carson Palmer and Fitzgerald don't give me dick on fantasy. Now they go back to Arizona against the Rams. Fuck the Cardinals. Fuck the Rams. I don't want to see this game. Avoid it at all costs. Our show, the listeners.
Hey, the game I don't want to see tomorrow is the Texans versus the Titans. I mean, there's nothing appealing about that game.
It's fucking disgusting.
I mean, The Texans are already boring as fuck. The Titans, who gives a fuck about the Titans? That's like a typical Thursday night game. Like, what? That shouldn't have been on Thursday night. It's a horrible game. I will not watch that.
Oh, God. I kind of feel like I fucking ate Carl's Jr. right now.
Hey, Carl's Jr. kind of sounds pretty good at this.
I'm down to get some. Are you down? There's a drive-thru down my house.
I was going to boycott fast food until they curbed this problem, but...
I'm going to get some crisp-cut fries with my fucking Carl's Jr.
I'm committing to diarrhea.
I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to sound.
Oh, man.
Let's move on to the Faggot of the Week segment. Ooh. Hey, Wretch. Hey, wake up, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
Okay, then who's the fuck of the week? Oh, Lord. So, my fuck of the week goes to New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham. As you all guys know, Odell Beckham has a big beef against Josh Norman. And Josh Norman got the best of him last week. And then now this week, Josh Norman wins again. Although, Odell Beckham did have a pretty decent game. So, hey, fucko, how you doing? I'm all right, I'm glad that you're doing okay, fucko. Hey, would you like it to... say Odell Beckham's fucko? Yeah, sure, man. I'll do it. I'm Odell Beckham. I lost against Josh Norman 2 times. And then, like, I thought we were going to win, but my quarterback, Eli Manning, stinks. And then I get the golden egg, and then the golden egg hits me square in the face. I'm Odell Beckham. I lose against Norman and the golden. What's your fuck up? Hey, can you shape up? We're live right now, you stupid asshole.
Wait, he hit his face on the goalpost.
So it's that practice net where the kickers kick into that, like, that net thing on the sideline. He kicked it and it hit him right in the fucking face. Like, he hit the bottom and the top part hit him right in the fucking forehead. You see that?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Fucko, can you recap that? Yeah, sure, Omar. I'm Odell Beckham. I lost to Josh Norman 2 times. And then I'm really angry because Eli Manning stinks. So, I'm trying to get the gold net practice thingy and then it hit me back. Because I'm a fucko.
Hey, my only fucko is Lester Holt. Hey, you had one job and you fucked it up royally. Royally.
Cocksucker.
You fucked it up royally.
Anyway, we did go into that. And then I got one more fucko. Four fucko. Can you do this one fucko? What? I fucko. Can you do this next one? I'm trusting you. He's up. Okay, here we go. Vin Scully, you fucking old faggot piece of shit. I got a bone to pick with you, you motherfucker. You know what? I don't, but Fucko does. Get to it, Fucko. I'm Vin Scully. I've been commentating on the Dodger games for the last 80 years. And we get a walk-off home run. And instead of giving it praise to the players, I want to play the wind beneath my wings from my wedding. No one liked my singing. No one liked. I took the thunder away from my players because I'm a selfish asshole. I've been
selfish prick.
selfish.
Taking it away from the team. Saying a song at the end. It was like the team just wanted to celebrate and enjoy their victory.
The win, baby.
You got the bum of the fucker singing some stupid ass fucking song about his wife. It's like,
the win, baby.
How can you deflect away from the team and make it about you? You stupid motherfucker!
I can sing better than that guy because I'm second. Okay, that's enough, fucko. Relax. Yeah, he's an old man. Maybe he's a little senile. It's Vince Scully. Show some respect. You are the wind beneath me. The Fuck of the Week Award, guys. Wow. So, doing this quick.
Mental.
Yeah, it's retarded. I swear. Walk-off home run. Dodgers are celebrating, and you got to listen to The Wind Beneath My Wings covered by Vince Scully while everyone's just staring awkwardly.
I think the worst part is when you saw, like, ladies crying.
Oh,
in the stands, like that terrible. Horrible.
It's funny because they've won the division four years in a row, I believe, and they're probably gonna choke in the first round of the playoffs again. That's the fucking Dodgers for you. So, you know what? Actually, I want to thank Fucko for the last segment. He really did a good job.
He did a great job.
He lives. He's kind of like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction. We kind of bring him out here just to do that segment. Now it's back to your cage, you Fucko. He is registered as Democrat, by the way. Fucking idiot, piece of shit. So, you hear that, this news around the world. Let's go. I did not prepare for this. Fuck episode 3. Fuck episode 4. Is Oakland or like our...
Fuck Wichita.
Boo this fucking son of a bitch. These are only viewers. Viewers are only listeners, you goddamn prick. Anyways... Noteworthy news around the world. Two kids and a teacher shot and wounded at an elementary school in South Carolina. Please give me the dirt on that, Rich.
Wow. Apparently some fucking maniac went into an elementary school and shot up an elementary school. Before he did that, he killed his dad. And then he went to the school, and then he shot two kids and a teacher. One of the kids died like just today, actually Saturday. What's today? October 1st. What a fucking maniac! I mean, who shoots up at an elementary school? You shoot your dad first, and then you go and shoot him at an elementary school. Like what's wrong with you? Like. I wouldn't shoot up an elementary school. I would probably shoot up like
why would you even think that?
I would go
you
shoot pig? Up. I would go out. If you're gonna commit.
Oh my, you're giving people tips. You fuck. What the hell is your goddamn problem?
If you're gonna commit to this type of crime, I'm doing it on a larger scale. Hey, he got captured, I think. I don't think...
Why? Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
I'm cutting you off right now. You stop right now.
I'm shooting up I'll cop out and shoot up like a mall or something like that.
Oh, you said you wouldn't last week.
Yeah, but I'm going to cop out this week.
Yeah, fuck the wretch.
What are you going to...
Fuck this guy. You're a pig.
Leave the kids out of it, all right? Go shoot some trannies or something. No.
Oh my kids. God! Ass! Oh,
don't shoot little kids. Can we leave kids out of
you
it?
You pig!
You shot your dad for one thing. All right. So you obviously have daddy issues because you're a fucking faggot piece of shit. But leave the kids out of it. Go shoot up something else. That's so all I'm saying.
You're saying trannies are okay, but trannies that troll on your dating queue are not okay.
Go ahead and shoot the trannies on my church queue. Go ahead. I'll give you permission.
So is this next bullet another black man shot? Oh no! Another black man shot and killed by police in El Cajon, California, near San Diego.
His family said
he had mental illness.
This has sparked protests, and all right. So the guy, they're calling him. They're saying he's mentally ill. He's pointing an object at police at a shooting stance, and he got shot. What the fuck do you expect that's going to happen? Then witnesses are trying to lie, just like they did with the Michael Brown case, how they try to lie. And oh, did you hear what they said about Michael Brown case?
What?
How they said how
Tell me,
he was please. On his knees with his hands up, and then the cops shot him point blank in the back of the head.
Okay, whatever.
How fucking ridiculous
is
that?
What happened?
Obviously, that's false, and that's not what happened. But they're trying to say, in this case, some witnesses on the scene, they were trying to say how that he was had his hands up and the cop shot him like execution style. It's like, what a fucking cop out shit is that? And then video evidence shows that the dude is pointing something at the cops like he's holding a gun, and he got shot.
At this point, I'm gonna say that African Americans don't have mental illness, but people that get shot by cops do. And I'm just gonna leave it at that, because I at this point I'm tired of this, because how much Mexicans, how much white guys, how much police officers have gotten killed by assholes, and we're not hearing about this.
That is a great point. The numbers are down. Why is it that blacks are getting shot by?
Because if it leads, it bleeds. That's why. Fucking newscaster pig fucks. Lil Wayne reveals Drake slept with his woman while in prison. What is that about?
What a piece of shit. Like, what if you were in prison and then your best friend came up to you and said, oh, hey, oh, by the way, I'm fucking your girlfriend. Like, that's not the type of news that I want to hear while I'm locked up. But what do you think of Drake after that? Like, what a fucking piece of shit.
You know, if Drake did that, I was wondering what Chris Brown did behind his back. Did he sodomize and rape his mother while he was in prison?
He only beats women. He doesn't fuck women. He only beats them.
Oh, okay. I'm learning something today. Yeah. So, who is Lily from the AT&T commercials?
Who is this? Oh, man.
She has some big fat tits.
She is so fucking hot. Who is this chick?
The girl from the AT&T commercials.
Oh. You know, she looks kind of... She doesn't look that great on the
AT&T
commercials.
But she's a lesbian. She's a carpet muncher.
But if you see her pictures...
Muff diver.
Look at her pictures outside of the AT&T commercials.
Big she's ass
so
tits.
Fucking hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think what makes it more hot is that she's, like, really innocent looking at the AT&T commercials. Like, she's, like, getting her first job. She's 19. She got her first job. And all I'm thinking about is just skull fucking the shit out of her.
You know, I didn't find her that
coming
attractive.
Coming all over her fucking tits. On her knees.
I didn't find her that attractive on the AT&T commercial, but when I saw her pictures outside of that, oh, man. Oh.
Too bad she muff dives.
Hey, that won't stop me.
Well, I hope, you know, people hack her fucking phone, because I would love to see her scissoring. Oh, yeah, scissor my timber. Hey, fuck, go get the... What are you... Fuck, yeah, scissor my timber. Get the fuck out of here, fuck, go, you fucking rat.
I would love to see her scissor.
Yeah, scissor my timber. Scissor my timber. Scissoring video. I would love to see that. Katy Perry naked in a YouTube video commercial. Is this true? I've never seen it before.
I saw the commercial. She is ass butt naked in this commercial. Although there's blurry effects on her tits. But if I can find an unedited version of that commercial, oh my God, because Katy Perry has the biggest tits I've seen. Hey, you want to play a game real quick? Since we've been talking about Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, and let's throw in the AT&T girl. Let's say fuck, marry, kill. You gotta fuck one, you gotta marry one, and you gotta kill one. Who are you choosing?
Oh my god.
Let's go. Katy Perry,
fuck one, marry one.
And the AT&T chick. Yeah.
Fuck one, marry one, and.
And kill one.
Kill one, and who's the third person?
Let's go. Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, and AT&T girl.
Oh.
Fuck, marry, kill. Who are you choosing?
I'm gonna marry Katy Perry. Because I don't think I could put enough of my glaze on those big fat tits. that's marry, fuck. And then, so I'm gonna fuck the AT&T girl.
Oh,
And then glaze my juice all over her big fat tits. And then with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Well, that's the last choice. So you're gonna kill her.
I'm gonna use a gun, but I'm not gonna use a gun. I'm gonna use the butt of the gun and beat her to death with it. What is that called? Gun?
That's called the Chris Brown.
No, it's not Chris Brown. Chris Brown's a pussy. He don't even own a gun. No, what is that called? Are you backhand with a gun? What is that?
Like a pistol whip.
I want to pistol whip that skinny bitch to death. For having the stinky pussy, for making shitty music. Fuck that disgusting. Fuck that skinny ass bitch. I'll have more fun with the big titty bras than that skinny ass fucking whore. 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 What are you? What's your marry, fucking kill? What is that one? Tell me. I'm waiting. Hurry up before I fucking breaks that lock open again.
I'm gonna marry the AT&T chick.
Wow.
I'm gonna fuck Katy Perry. Ooh. And then I'm gonna kill Taylor Swift.
How would you kill Taylor Swift?
I would probably lock her up in a cage and then drown her. ISIS style. Yeah. Or I'd that probably put like her in a cage and set it on fire.
That's like the Prestige.
ISIS style.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, Matt. So you're siding with ISIS. You want to shoot malls this week. You fucking pig. And our last newsworthy thing around the world. Transgenders using the wrong bathroom angers the public. Should a man dressed up as a woman be able to use a woman's bathroom?
No.
Tell me, Rich.
No, they should not.
Why?
You are a fucking guy. You use the fucking men's bathroom. If I have daughters, or if let's say I have a wife and she's in with the daughter, and you see this fucking scumbag pile of shit dressed up as a woman, all I'm thinking is, if I'm them, all I'm thinking is, oh, this motherfucker just wants to see me take a shit, or he wants to
what the fuck?
Like, it's fucking, you are not a fucking girl, you're not a female, you're a fucking guy. Use the correct bathroom. I am totally against it. I am not for this whole transgender movement shit that you want to call it. You are a fucking guy. Use the fucking men's bathroom.
Kind of reminds me of that South Park episode where Cartman makes his own bathroom because he says he doesn't know if he's a male or female. So he makes his own public bathroom so he can shit comfortably. Fucking pig.
Hey, I heard this thing in the news.
There's a unisex bathroom in one of the Oakland Metro Opera House.
Such bullshit.
There's the bathroom. So I took a piss, and when I was walking out, a girl walks out of the stall. And I was like, well, first, the first things first is that I got a whiff, and she smelled like fucking dead man. It smelled disgusting when she was walking out.
Unisex bathrooms are different compared to where, okay, I'm going to let this fucking freak show.
Do you think they have unisex bathrooms in Wichita, Kansas?
Let us know if you have let us know if you have transgenders sitting in your bathrooms.
Comment and follow us, you scumbag goat fuckers.
Hey, I was reading this thing in the news the other day.
Yeah.
How this is how pathetic America has become.
How pathetic have they become?
Not America, the media.
Please tell me.
I didn't mean to say that, America. I meant the media.
Okay, tell me.
Fuck media. They're
fucking pigs.
They're so fucking. This is how pathetic they are. They're breaking down dog costumes. Have you heard about this?
What?
Dog costumes.
What the hell are you talking about?
They're saying how they have male dog costumes, right? And they got female dog costumes.
Okay.
And they're saying how male dog costumes, they have respectable jobs as costumes. So, like, the male dogs, they got, like, a policeman. They got a fireman costume.
And are you serious
right
now? They
have a dog costume, right?
Are you serious?
And they got the female dog
costume. You're making this up?
I'm not making this up. The female dog costume has like a sexy nurse, and they got like a French maid costume.
Oh my God.
And they're trying to say, well, how come the male version has like respectable jobs, and then the female version has like lower type jobs? But it's like, okay, so you're looking down on French maids? Like, is that what you're trying to say without saying it? You know? It's just, when you've come to this point where you're, where you have to comment on a dog costume, you've gone too far.
America.
You have gone too far.
We are a bunch of assholes, I swear to God. We're stupid.
Bunch of pussies.
Fucking pussy-ass motherfuckers. And the last thing to the news that I'm going to add to that is, I'm pretty sure your old dog, Duke, is rolling over in his fucking grave right now. Fuck this country! Fuck you!
Maybe Wichita, Collins Kansas! Got it right. Maybe Collins got it right.
Fuck you, Oakland! Who else listens to us? TJ Cunningham, fuck you too!
Chandler, Arizona, fuck you!
Kiss my ass, guys!
Stockton, California!
Stockton! All those homes in Sacramento!
San Francisco!
Fuck you!
Denver, Colorado!
Fuck you!
Fuck my dick!
Oh, God! I didn't even know what I'd do with this show no more!
Make sure to comment and follow. Like us.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna follow us after we just said fuck you and your society.
Wichita, Kansas, you inbred pieces of shit.
You swine.
Suck my dick.
Oh, fuck. Dirty pig. What did you learn about this show, guy?
I learned that Lester Holt is a piece of shit. I learned he couldn't do his job. He had one job to do, and he couldn't do it.
I learned that Vince Scully is a big, fat old pussy.
I learned that trannies are pieces of shit and should be shot on sight.
Oh, man! Hey, take that back right now, you fuck! Take that! Hey, you're crossing the line! Take that back right now!
Robert Califf.
Take that back right now!
Robert Califf, the head of the FDA. Fuck you and suck my dick. Do your fucking job and regulate these goddamn fast food restaurants. I'm sick and tired of having diarrhea shit.
Oh, I learned that Drake is not a homeboy. He wants to have sex with your girlfriend at all costs.
I heard Chris Brown's a Muslim. He beats women.
Yeah, he beats women. He's fucking women. Disgusting pig.
I learned Wichita, Kansas is a bunch of inbred pieces of shit.
I heard that inbred. I heard that Wichita, Kansas are homeboys, and they're the only people that listen to us. So, hey, shout out to Wichita, Kansas.
Much love to Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, we love you guys. Thanks for listening and
kidding.
Downloading our stupid ass show.
I'm kidding. I love you guys.
Wichita, Kansas. Yeah,
much love.
Yeah, you guys are fucking homeboys. Yeah, I hope it gets to this one. Yeah, they listen to the first half of the show and it just says, fuck you, inbred swines. But I hope you guys listen to this, but we're just fucking with you. I learned that Hillary has spent most of her money on ads to diss Trump.
Hey, I heard Alisa Machado was in a sex tape.
I learned that Rosie O'Donnell's a big, fat, greasy pig, and nobody gives a shit about her. We want to say God bless America. God bless all you guys, especially in Wichita, Kansas. We love you. We'll see you next week. Peace, motherfuckers.